Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. Welcome to a new episode of What's My Snack? If you don't know this reference, check out Chris Pratt's Instagram page. I think you're gonna have to scroll down a lot to get to those videos, but they are literal gold, especially the one where his snack is a carrot cake muffin. The perfect sweet but salty treat. And since we're on the topic of men already, what a surprise, and snacks, I want to dive right into today's topic, which is love, as always. Everything we do is driven by love and the desire to be loved. So for today's episode, I chose a very specific episode title. And it is The Perfect Man Does Not Exist or Does Not Exit. If you haven't noticed by now, I really like wordplay. So I think this is the perfect episode title because it incorporates and combines two different aspects, which are firstly, that perfection in human beings is an illusion. And secondly, it's in the eye of the beholder. And it's about how someone treats you. And with that, I've basically said everything I wanted to say, but I think for the sake of it, I'm going to expand on it a little bit. So to me personally, I can only speak from my perspective, which is that of a woman, of a straight woman, I have to say. But I don't really think that matters because we all make some fundamental human experiences that are similar across the board. So firstly, from my perspective, the perfect man does not exist. That's something I've learned. Human beings are flawed. I am flawed. You are flawed. We all have flaws. And I think it's a lot about taking off those rose-colored glasses to look reality in the eye and to actually see that we're dealing with a human being with flaws and fears and anxiety and certain feelings of inadequacy and baggage. And that's perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. And it's a lot more important to have someone by your side who is willing to grow with you and who's willing to be vulnerable and honest and who really wants to sit down with you and talk things through and make a plan and stick to it, who wants to communicate with you honestly and openly, and who is genuine and kind and compassionate and empathetic. And that's kind of the foundation of a great relationship. And the foundation of a great relationship is really the ability and the willingness to grow together. That is so much more important than having someone who looks just like the man of, or woman or whatever of your dreams. And it's so much more important than more superficial qualities that we tend to think of, which are oftentimes look related. The second meaning of this episode title ties into what I just talked about, and it's that the perfect man does not exit. You could say the perfect person instead, doesn't matter. But the perfect partner does not exit. And that doesn't mean that they will never leave you and they have to stick with you forever and ever, but that for the time being, someone who is a perfect fit for you will not leave you for superficialities. And again, the perfect partner or the person who is a perfect fit for you is going to be willing to build something with you. They won't leave you just like that. They won't betray you. They won't hurt you on purpose. They won't do obnoxious things that there is really no explanation for. They're going to treat you right and they're going to treat you well. And they're going to stay in the relationship or in whatever you have to figure it out together. And that's a quality that we have to learn to love again or in the first place, because again, I'm just thinking that hookup culture and online dating are polluting the way that we treat each other and the way that we view each other. And it is changing the way that we approach relationships. We're thinking a lot more short term, and we're not as willing to really build something anymore. And that's so sad, because I think that the real value of a relationship is actually creating something together and building something up and sticking with it and sticking with each other through hardship, and not just leaving whenever it's convenient, because I think it's going to be a lot more convenient to just leave someone behind or go on to search for something new when a little bit of trouble arises. That's a lot easier. But you don't want someone who takes the easier route. You want someone who takes the right one. And the right one is always figuring it out together. Those were my thoughts on relationships, coming from someone who's never been in a relationship. But I've been in, let's call it, situationships, and I have to say, I'm just done with it. And I'm just through with that, whatever that is, this undefinable weirdness and relationship limbo. I'd rather have my peace of mind and stay single and just be at peace. And I think the rest will come with time. So I'm not stressing out. I'm really calm. I'm centered. And I trust in myself, my life, in God, and the universe. And I think everything will be fine. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Make sure to subscribe, and I will catch you on Sunday or Monday. We'll see. Stay tuned. Bye.